ho, wrapping up the Christmas weekend edition of Rosie on the House. We really appreciate y'all having tuned in today. We've been talking this past hour of those topics in this past year y'all have reached out to us the most. The one we haven't covered yet, we just finished talking about carport to garage conversions.
Now that you have the garage,
the very next question we get, how do I cool this sucker off?
And there's a lot of ways. And what we have recommended in the past is changing. There's still evap coolers. I don't think they make the slim wall anymore.
Adobe? I don't think they do either. So I lived with a evap cooler on my garage for 15 years, and it worked very well for me and my dogs that live in the garage in their own little kennel arrangement. But I use my tools a lot. And what I was hearing from people that were following my lead but didn't use their tools, that evap cooling in their garage created quite a bit of rust problems on a lot of their tools. So I finally ended up following my air conditioners, technicians, experts' recommendation, say, Rosie, get rid of that cooler and go to a mini split, and I'll never look back, and I will never evap cool my garage again. It's the way to go.
And a mini split is an air conditioning system that's very efficient and designed to cool small spaces.
It's more expensive than a evap cooler to buy, but it's less to air condition. It costs less to air condition your house with a mini split than it does to try and cool your garage with an evap cooler.
And the technology for this, it comes from the same place the tankless water heaters did. And it's, you know, Japan, where they have a huge amount of population on an island, and the only place they really have to grow is up. So there's very tight quarters, very small spaces, and they were looking for a new way to cool, and that's where this technology developed from.
No room for ductwork in Japan.
No.
No room for ductwork. The bunk beds there are stacked like coffins. Have you ever seen them? Ooh, scary. Ooh.
And let's see, I think there's at least five, if not seven, very well-known manufacturers now making it. When they first came out, a couple of them were brands we in America had never even heard of before.
Yeah.
So we had no idea, you know, where, how good they were, how long they were going to last. But there's, I think Mitsubishi is the main brand most of our partners install when it comes to mini splits. That seems to be the one I hear mentioned the most.
Yeah, and Daikin is real popular as well. But in cooling your garage, you have a couple options. Crack the garage door, which we don't recommend. Snakes love it in there. Pack rats love it in there. I like leaving my garage door completely closed. You can cut vents in an outside wall of your garage, but don't put up ducts venting your garage into your attic. That violates the fire code regulation. You cannot have penetrations in your garage ceiling that go into the attic. Everything between your garage space and your attic must have a one-hour fire barrier. So then you've got the roll-around evap coolers that are kind of handy and take the edge off, but it does introduce a lot of humidity. You can do some ceiling fans.
I have never seen fans in a garage.
Ceiling fans?
Yeah, I have. That's one I haven't seen.
We've got one in our garage right over the exercise area.
Hmm.
And when you go in there, that's kind of where my little gym is set up. And when I'm in there, I usually turn that fan on, get the air moving around. So ceiling fans. So there's several tricks to cooling your garage. But I'm not recommending evap cooling anymore. Let's try and find another way to accomplish it. The other dilemma it causes is if you're air conditioning your house and you haven't thoroughly sealed your garage from your interior, the humidity seepage into the house is only going to make your air conditioner work harder and harder and harder. So those aren't all the things y'all reached out to us for in this past year, but certainly the most. And just know this, in 2021, we're going to be here for you again, answering your questions about home maintenance, home repair, or home remodeling, landscape, outdoor living questions.
And just a reminder, the calendars are in the hands of the Postal Service. They will get delivered. We have sent them. We have paid for them to be sent. That's something we do as part of being, you know, every Arizona homeowner's best friend. It's our annual home maintenance calendar. If you would like one, you just let us know the mailing address you would like it sent, and we send you one every year. And it gives you a preview, an idea of what we'll be talking about each month and each week.
If you want to order two or three and hand them out to your neighbors, family, or friends,
yep,
we'll do that. Let us know.
We do have people that we send multiple calendars to, absolutely. So, or, you know, a calendar at home or a calendar at work, or you've got a calendar on the fridge and a calendar in the garage. You know, we've seen it. So however you choose to use it, just so long as you use it, we'll send it to you.
We've distributed 100,000 over the last 4 years.
If you're already on that mailing list, though, you don't need to reach out again. It'll come.
It'll come. We'll get it to you. So, in celebration of this Christmas weekend and this holiday season, we'd like to close the show by wishing you all the very most peaceful and blessed holiday family experience humanly possible, from our family to your family.